Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW Original Podcasts.
Meryl Reese, I can sense it. I can sense it from hearing the players talk. I can sense it from hearing Doug talk. I can sense it from the energy with the city, with this game. Eagles Cowboys Sunday night is getting closer. Yesterday, the Birds are back on the practice field. And so many times this season, we've been talking about who they're missing. But now, Meryl, it seems like they could maybe possibly be getting some players back.
Well, it's very important players, too. One is the first round draft choice who had suffered for the torn tendon in his thumb in the second game, and that is Jalen Reagor. He was at practice yesterday. Dallas Goedert, the tight end, was at practice yesterday. Jason Peters was back at practice yesterday. So I think these are all very encouraging signs.
No, I agree. I agree. They can add some depth to the offense, give Carson some extra weapons. You know, with Jason Peters, it's not clear what position he'll exactly play on the offensive line when he returns. But then again, he's the future Hall of Famer, so he will definitely help in whatever facet he's put in, whether it's guard or tackle. Meryl, you told me before we started recording that you wanted to ask me something for a change. So I'm very curious about this. What do you got?
Well, we still don't know who's going to be out there for Dallas. You know, Andy Dalton suffered the concussion last Sunday against Washington, and he's going through the concussion protocol, and their backup quarterback came in. His name is Ben DiNucci, played college football last year at another one of those great college football factories, another small school, and he's their backup quarterback. But I'm going to give you some names and ask you what they all have in common. There are a couple that are more recognizable than others.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to give you Tom Tupa, Kerwin Bell, John Forcade, Mike Tomczak, Bruce Gronkowski, Matt Kavanaugh, Paul Justin, Matt Cassel, and, of course, the immortal Joe Webb.
Okay, so three of those names sound familiar. Joe Webb, Cassel, and Gradkowski. They all sound familiar. And I guess the thing that they have in common, Meryl, because I think Joe Webb was the tell, is that these are quarterbacks who you don't expect to succeed, but then they come in and they shock you. Is that what they all have in common?
Well, basically, they were all basically backup quarterbacks who beat the Eagles over the years. Just to give you some defining moments, Tom Tupa was the St. Louis Cardinals punter, and he came in at quarterback. He had played some quarterback at Ohio State. He beat the Eagles. Kerwin Bell beat the Eagles as a backup with the Indianapolis Colts. John Forcade, a backup with the New Orleans Saints. Mike Tomczak was the Bears quarterback who beat them in the Fog Bowl. Bruce Gronkowski was the Tampa Bay quarterback who beat them in the game in which they lost on that 62-yard field goal at Tampa Bay.
I remember.
Matt Kavanaugh, who later became an Eagle, beat them as Montana's backup in San Francisco. Paul Justin, again, did it in Indianapolis. Matt Cassel beat them with Minnesota. And that was the game where Chip Kelly thought it was smart to pooch punt and pooch kickoff all over the day, all the game, because he was so afraid of poor Darrell Patterson. And Joe Webb won that Tuesday night game when he replaced Brett Favre from Minnesota.
That infamous Tuesday night game. So Meryl, what I'm getting at here is that even though Ben DiNucci has thrown three more passes in the NFL than you and I combined, he cannot be taken granted Sunday night.
No, you can't take anything for granted. I'm not saying that I'm not feeling good about the Eagles' chances, but it has happened before where backup guys come in and the roof falls in. So you never take anything for or anybody for granted. And I'm sure that will be Doug's message. I think the team gets that.
So Merrill, as the week has gone on and we get closer to this game, what have you been able to find out about Ben DiNucci?
Not much, other than the fact that he was a seventh-round draft choice. He came out of James Madison, which is like coming out of Old Dominion. But you know what can come out of Old Dominion? And like the Eagles know all about that. So every now and then, these little schools do produce somebody. And the only other thing I know about him is he has a mustache.
Merrill, yesterday when a bunch of players were talking, you know, they get the questions every year. How important is Dallas Week? How important is it? And Darius Slay, this is his first Eagles Cowboys game. And he mentioned how he's hearing guys in the locker room say Cowboys Week. And he's understanding and he's learning that while as a member of the Detroit Lions, they took NFC North games seriously, he's learning just how big Eagles Cowboys week is. So from your experience, Merrill, why is Dallas week so big? What makes this rivalry what it is?
Well, Doug will tell you that any game in the NFC East, whether it's Washington, whether it's the Giants, whether it's Dallas, they're all big. But Dallas has something special. The amazing games that these two franchises have played throughout the years. The fact that Dallas has a very, very heavy advantage in the history of this series. Dallas is way up in the history of this series. And the Eagles have suffered some awful defeats to this team and had some glorious, glorious wins. So it's a great history with some remarkable memories. And hopefully this is one that is neither remarkable nor a nightmare. Let them go in there and just beat the Cowboys thoroughly, move into the bye week with a 3-4-1 record, and go on from there.
Well, because Washington just rolled over Dallas, Merrill, how much should it be expected of the Eagles to do the same?
Forget rolling over. Go out there and win this. Just remember one thing. We'll worry about Washington later, much later, because that's the Eagles' last game of the season. Washington is getting better. They've become a very, very respectable team right now. They have been getting better in the last several weeks. So we don't know just how good they are, but everything went right for them in that game. But you never look at a team's past performance and say, well, this is going to be easy. It's never easy. Go in there with the frame of mind that this is a playoff game and take care of business.
How surprised are you that Zeke Elliott has zero 100-yard rushing games this season? He has a 96-yarder and a 91-yarder. But how much does it concern you? And how surprised are you about – two-part question. How surprised are you about that? And how much does it concern you that Zeke is due to have a 100-yard game?
Well, neither. It concerns me. What I think about is the fact that Zeke Elliott is a great back. He's a great back playing behind an awful offensive line, an offensive line that has been ravaged by injuries. We know what the Eagles have gone through in that department. Look at the Eagles' backs. We know how good Miles Sanders is. Right now he's hurt. He's probably out until after the bye. But we know how good he is. And even though he's put up some good numbers, think about how those numbers have come. He's had a couple of 74-yard runs. But most of the other carries have been for 2, 3, 4 yards. All it takes is one crack in that line, and Zeke Elliott is gone.
You definitely can't take him for granted. He still is one of the most prominent backs in the NFL, even though he is struggling. Merrill, Dallas has kind of had a trendy week with this particular topic. They let go of 3 veterans who they signed to pretty recognizable, or maybe not recognizable, but pretty noticeable contracts over the offseason. They traded Everson Griffin. They released yesterday defensive tackle Dontari Poe and cornerback Darryl Worley. What do you make of yesterday's moves to release Poe and Worley?
Well, it tells you that they're doing something to wake up the team and that those two guys have been non-productive. And as far as the trade, it tells you they are in the seller's market this year, not the buyer's market.
Yes. No. Yes. It seems like that is certainly the case. And Merrill, the last one I have for you, and this is great. And I don't know how I missed this yesterday, but it happened a couple of days ago on 95.7, the game in San Francisco. It's Entercom's sports station out there in the Bay Area in San Francisco. And Michael Irvin was a guest on one of their shows. And Merrill, we know that the New York Jets are winless. They don't have a single solitary win. They've had an awful season, really, really bad. But Michael Irvin said right now, the Dallas Cowboys may be the worst team in the NFL. And this is Cowboys legend Michael Irvin saying this. So he acknowledged how much it hurts him to see the way the Cowboys are playing. What's your reaction to that?
My reaction is really two things. Number one, Michael Irvin bleeds Cowboy blue, or whatever that is, and is just frustrated by what's been going on with his former team. And number two, Michael Irvin is also clever enough to say something to try to stir up his old team.
Ah, I see. That's interesting. I see that. I see your perspective on that. Well, Merrill, tomorrow is Friday, so we are going to get your keys to this very important game. I'm looking forward to that. Thanks for the time as always, and talk to you tomorrow morning.
I will promise you that my keys will be more involved than just show up.
That, you know what? And I'm not surprised by that in any way, shape, or form. Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.